Previously on Suits.
I get Ava Hessington acquitted. Darby backs me for managing partner. I don't want it anymore.
Get out of my sight.
You called Mariga to offer him a bribe.
Doesn't matter. Dennis never had him in the first place.
But he does now.
You're saying he traced my call?
You're suing me for ownership of Mikado.
He said he might as well have left his cat with Michael Vick.
I'm offering you a settlement. You get back the associates, I get back my cat.
Clifford Danner is 18. I put him in jail 12 years ago. He's innocent. Cameron buried the evidence.
Emmanuel Mariga, 20 years ago at the University of Cape Town, on the rugby team. You know who else played rugby?
Stephen Hanway.
Stephen was the one who ordered those killings.
I'm so sorry, Harvey. Tell me he looks worse.
He does.
Are you hurt?
No, I'm fine.
I hope he didn't do that because of me.
It was a fight, Donna, not a duel.
How could I not have?
Listen to me. Stephen betrayed us all.
No, you don't understand, Harvey. I was with him. And he was capable of something like that, and I didn't even see it. You know, I'm supposed to...
Donna! It's okay.
Just tell me you're going to make him pay.
He'll pay. Let's not talk about it.
Talk about what? What do you need me to do?
I need you to keep going with everything you have to impeach Mariga's testimony.
What about the stuff on Stephen?
Not yet.
Why not?
Because we don't have proof.
The trial's in 2 days. We should bring Ava in and tell
her. Not yet.
Why not?
Because we don't have proof.
Harvey, we have to do something.
And how would that conversation go? Hi, Ava. Turns out one of the lawyers from our firm is trying to frame you for a crime he committed. But right now, we're not sure we can do anything about it.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go home, get a good night's sleep, and then tomorrow I'm going to find out what the whole story is.
Harvey, Stephen isn't going to tell you what the whole story is.
No, but there's someone else who can.
You knew this case was heading your way before you ever came after us. That's why you wanted to merge.
Yes, it is, and I regret the situation as much as you do, but what's done is done.
Is that what you told Stephen when you found out he did it?
Found out? How do we know he didn't order it?
Because I am giving you my word.
Why should we trust a man who sent Stephen over here to cover his ass?
I sent Stephen over here because I care about Ava. Which is why I sent him to the EIR in the first place. I had no idea he would do what he did, and I have been trying to fix it ever since.
Then fix it right now.
And how exactly can I do that?
By stating in court, Stephen acted alone without Ava's knowledge.
I can't.
Why not?
Because he never told me.
And you never asked because you never wanted to know.
You piece of shit. You care about Ava so much. How could you do this to her?
I wasn't doing anything to her. I was trying to do something for her.
Remind me never to ask you for any favors.
Well, I'm not asking for a favor. But you are going to agree to do something right now.
And what is that?
It's not going to work. I cut you off to get your attention.
Well, you have it.
Good. Because I just have one question for you. How can you live with yourself?
What?
You know what? I don't have any questions for you. I just came in here to let you know that you make me sick.
Obviously, I hurt you, Donna, and I never meant to do that.
No, you didn't hurt me. You just made me somebody who slept with a murderer.
Murderer? I don't know what you think, you know, but those people that were killed were terrorists.
They were people who lived on top of something that you wanted.
People who had guns. Murderers, Donna. Now, if you're so appalled by how business is done, may I suggest that you return all of your designer clothes that you look so ravishing in, because they're paid for by the dirty work this firm does.
We don't kill people.
You mean chemical companies that Harvey represents, or car companies that Harvey defends? How about insurance providers whose claims he helps deny?
Don't bring him into this.
He's always been in this.
You know what? I've had enough of this. I didn't really cut off your shit to get your attention. I cut it off because you don't need it anymore. You're fired.
Darby would never allow that.
Edward Darby signed your pink slip an hour ago.
Months, 5 days, and 13 hours under Nigel's tutelage, and this is what you have to show for it?
That's over 20 motions.
20 dog shits. Did you get this out of a Grisham novel? Because that's fiction. And you, my mother can get this motion thrown out. And you, well, you're gone anyway in 2 days. Listen up, people. I reviewed your work in my absence. And guess what? It's pathetic. Every stinking one of you should get down on your knees and thank God and me for letting you continue to exist in our kingdoms.
Lewis, what was that about? What's going on?
It was about me letting these assholes know who's in charge.
They know you're in charge. They put you in charge.
They didn't put me in shit. They sat there in judgment while my character got ripped apart and not one of them lifted a single finger to help.
They ruled in your favor. They chose you over Nigel.
No. They made me give up Mikado for them.
Okay, you're displacing your anger over Mikado onto them. They didn't put you in this position. It's not fair.
You're right. They didn't put me in this position. But I know who did.
Goddamn Darby. Unleashes his dog, leaves us to clean up the mess.
We can still go after Mariga in court. I mean, he's an admitted murderer who cut a deal to save his life.
Wait a second. That deal is only good if he's telling the truth.
We can't go after him with the truth on the stand.
Maybe, but we can go after him with the truth not on the stand.
Cameron would have to be willing to listen.
Then I better get him to listen.
And I better go after Mariga.
And change your clothes.
What? Why?
They see a lawyer within 20 yards of that lobby, they'll lock the place down.
People looking for the greatest escape, looking to the greener side, trying to find a better way. Nothing's gonna disappear if you give yourself some room to move to the music you hear. Gotta get up.
Oh, you're not room service.
No, I'm not, but I do need to talk to Colonel Mariga.
And I need to stop paying alimony to my cheating ex-wife, but that's not gonna happen.
If you let me in, maybe I can make that happen.
And how the hell are you gonna make that happen?
I'm a lawyer.
You don't look like a lawyer to me.
Okay, all right, you got me. Look, I'm not a lawyer. In fact, between you and me, I'm a complete fraud. But what I am is Colonel Mariga's cousin. On his mother's side.
All right,
you don't believe me? That's fine. Just do me a favor, okay? Give him this photo of him and my Uncle Stephen. Then let him decide if he wants to talk to me. Lewis, how did you get in here?
I told him I was your uncle, though how they could believe that we share the same DNA is beyond me.
This is about your trial, isn't it?
You're goddamn right it is. Why the hell would you do that to me?
I had no choice. I was subpoenaed.
It was a mock trial. You could have refused.
What do you want from me, Lewis?
I want to yell at you.
Well, you can't do that anymore. You fired me.
Is that what this whole thing was all about?
You're damn right it was. And you want to know the truth? When I found out about your stupid trial, I called Nigel and volunteered.
How dare you? Me firing you was business. You bringing up the death of my cat, that was personal.
You made me take care of that stupid cat. I'm allergic. It could have killed me. And when that cat did die, not only did you never tell me that it wasn't my fault, you then fired me in front of my very best friend. If that's not personal, then I don't know what is. Won't get the hell out of my office.
I will. But before I do, I have some personal news for you about how your firing really went down.
Ah, I love this. You just won the championship. Might I get a copy?
Yeah, I'll get one framed for you. You can look at it in the 10 minutes before they put you to death.
The photograph proves nothing.
Trust me, there's a whole lot more where that came from.
We know all about the ties between you and Steven.
Then bring them up. But I made a deal to testify against Ava, and that is what I'm going to do.
No, you made a deal to put away the person responsible for ordering these killings, and I suggest you do that while you still can.
Young man, if your intention is to shape my testimony, that is not going to happen.
It doesn't need to happen. Because once we prove that you're lying about Ava, Cameron Dennis is going to cancel your deal, and you're going to come to me begging for help.
Do you think you're the scariest man I've ever sat across from?
I know you're not scared of me. But you are scared of your own people. And you should be. Because you and I both know they're going to kill you the minute you get back.
That I know Steven doesn't mean I'm lying about Ava.
But you are.
Ah, and you can see into my soul.
It doesn't take a fortune teller to know you're lying.
And it doesn't take one to know that if you had proof, you wouldn't be here talking to me.
So you're not protecting Steven out of principle?
I'm not a man of principle. I'm a man of expediency.
I get it. If you change your tune now, you'll lose the deal you have.
Therefore, I prefer to, how do you say it? Dance with the one who brought me.
Harvey, what are you doing here? Game time's tomorrow. We got nothing to say.
I'm here to help you.
I don't need your help. And you wouldn't be here unless you need mine.
You're wrong. I can help you do what you always said you're all about. Putting bad guys away.
You got a confession for me?
You're going after the wrong person.
Well, you're her lawyer. That's what you would say.
I'm not here as her lawyer. This isn't a speech for a jury. I'm here man to man to talk to the guy I used to know.
All right. Talk.
I know who really did this.
Then tell me who it is.
I need a guarantee you won't use what I tell you against David.
If you think I'm going to guarantee you anything but a war tomorrow, you are sadly mistaken.
I can't tell you who did it, but somebody else can.
Who?
Colonel Marigo.
Are you kidding me? I've got the murder weapon. He says Ava Hessington pulled his trigger, and you want me to have him change his story?
He's only pointing at Ava because that's what you want to hear. Change his deal, he'll tell you the truth.
He changes his story now. Anything he says about anybody means shit.
It means shit in court. But if you are who you say you are, it should mean something to you.
You know what, Harvey? I believe that you believe she's innocent. And if you can convince me of that, I won't go after her. But I'm not going to guarantee I won't use what you say before I hear it.
You want me to just trust you?
That's what you're asking me. But if you think that I'm going to kneecap my star witness the day before the trial, you are out of your mind.
Harold! What's up, man? It's good to see you.
I thought you were my friend.
I am. What the hell?
Friends don't say they tried to save your job when really they hung you out to dry. So it's true.
Look, Harold, I didn't mean to...
You know what? Say whatever bullshit explanation you have because I don't want to hear it.
I'm not trying to give you a bullshit explanation.
Because there is none. You got to choose between you and me and you chose yourself. And then you lied to me about
it. Yes, Harold, I did. And then after I lied to you, I got you a job at a huge, powerful firm.
Yeah, you got me that job so I'd owe you one when the time came.
I got you that job because I thought you deserved a second chance.
And then you came calling when you needed a lawsuit filed to get rid of your witnesses in your murder trial.
I trusted you with that lawsuit because I thought you were a competent attorney, and you were more than happy to take it. And that murder trial you just mentioned is about to start, so you can choose to be pissed off with me or move on. But right now, I have a job to do.
Rachel?
Lewis, what did you do?
What do you mean? What is this?
Fairfield Computers is being sued.
How's that my fault?
Because they're your client and the attorney of record is Harold Gunderson. He also sent a settlement offer.
He wants to pick a fight with me? He's going to regret the day he was born.
Aren't you the one that picked a fight with him?
Well, Rachel, whose side are you on? Don't answer that question.
I shouldn't be here.
Steven said that we're no different than he is. I need to see you show him that he's wrong.
This isn't his trial, it's Ava's.
You're not going to put him on the stand? You said you were going to make him pay.
Donna, I will, but now is not the time.
Then when? Because he killed people, and if we let him get away with it, then maybe we are no different than he is.
Had these insurgents had their way, they would have blown up the pipeline. Instead, Miss Essington retained a valuable asset, and I in turn was compensated for a job well done.
And this compensation came directly from Ava Hessington?
Yes.
She specifically directed you to kill people?
Yes.
One more thing, Colonel Mariga. Do you and I have a deal for you to testify in exchange for a more lenient sentence?
Yes.
Why should the jury believe that you aren't making this up to save yourself?
Because if what I say to you proves to be a lie, you'll send me back home, or I will be dead within minutes.
No further questions.
10 minutes recess.
Why didn't you just jump right in there?
I get it. You read a book that says you don't let the jury sit with things. The only problem is...
We're not inside of a book.
And I don't want to seem defensive.
Harvey, we still have a ton of shit to hit him with.
Were you in there? They're buying what he's saying.
Then we make them buy something else.
We got a pair of aces. If the jury believes that Cameron's got three of a kind, we're not going to win.
We can't go after Steven.
Cameron won't go after Ava if I can convince him it was Steven.
You went to Cameron?
Yes.
And you're going to trust him?
I'm not sure we have another choice.
You're thinking what I think you're thinking. Don't.
I'm thinking I'd like to rip your face off.
You get Maria to point the finger at me, I will point it straight at Ava.
Steven, Jessica doesn't respond well to threats.
Well, I don't make threats. I give warnings. You've been warned.
Mr. Spector.
I have no questions for Colonel Mariga, Your Honor, but I'd like to call a rebuttal witness.
Harvey, come on. You know what he's going
to
say.
I don't care what he's going to say. He's talking to the jury. I'm talking to Cameron Dennis. The defense calls Stephen Huntley to the stand.
What does Stephen Huntley got to do with this?
Harvey knows what he's doing.
Is this what you wanted to sell me, a lawyer from your own goddamn firm?
You want to put away the bad guy? I'm about to hand him to you on a silver platter. Mr. Huntley, did you work at the law firm headed by Edward Darby last year?
Yes.
Did Mr. Darby ask you to solve any problems for Hessington Oil regarding their pipeline and the EIR?
I decline to answer under my Fifth Amendment rights.
The right against self-incrimination. How long have you known Colonel Mariga?
I decline to answer.
Is it true that you went to school with him at the University of Cape Town?
I decline to answer.
Well, let me refresh your memory. You were teammates on a championship rugby
Objection.
Team.
Objection! Counsel is testifying.
The witness is hostile, Your Honor.
Hostile? They work at the same law firm.
He was fired yesterday.
Gentlemen, approach.
He's making things up to create reasonable doubt.
I'm bringing things up so you'll see the truth. The only thing tying Ava to this is Mariga's testimony. You only have Mariga because you tapped Stephen's
phone. That's a ridiculous accusation.
Cameron, please. Why did he call? How did he call him?
Enough. You're on a short leash, Mr. Spector. The gentleman invoked his rights.
Mr. Huntley, did you meet with your old friend, Emmanuel Mariga, and direct him to kill the opponents of Hessington Oil's pipeline without Ava Hessington's knowledge?
I decline to answer.
I have no further questions.
Mr. Dennis, do you have any questions? Mr. Dennis?
Mr. Huntley, until you were let go, you worked at the same firm as Mr. Spector, correct?
Yes.
And his job today is to give this jury cause to doubt that his client is a murderer?
Yes.
In your experience, is pointing the finger at someone else a good strategy?
It can be an excellent strategy.
And why do you think that Mr. Spector is pointing the finger at you?
Well, maybe it has something to do with the fact that a few weeks ago, Miss Hessington approached me and asked me to bribe witnesses who were about to testify against her, and I refused. And if you think I'm lying under oath, then please, ask Mr. Spector. He knows that's the truth.
And a woman who bribes witnesses against her is not innocent. Objection withdrawn. One last thing. Did the defendant ask you to arrange a meeting with Colonel Mariga where she would pay him millions of dollars in exchange for killing opponents of her pipeline?
I decline to answer.
Can't blame a guy for trying. No further questions.
Stephen Huntley involved in this, or is it some kind of stunt like he just told the jury it was?
He ordered the killings.
Why didn't you tell me?
We didn't have proof.
Why would you put that man on the stand?
It was a calculated risk.
You took a calculated risk with my life without telling me.
I'm sorry.
You screwed me.
I said I wouldn't go after if you convinced me. You didn't convince me.
Then take a recess instead of twisting everything he said.
I'm not going to let the jury sit with that shit, and thank God I didn't. Otherwise, I wouldn't have found out that she tried to bribe witnesses, and you kept it from me.
It had nothing to do with the murders.
That's funny. When I kept things from you that had nothing to do with other murders, you called me a criminal.
Yeah, well, that ended up with you putting an innocent person in prison, and now you're doing it again.
Oh, don't give me that shit.
Stephen Huntley is up to his goddamn neck in this, and you know it.
So he just goes around killing his clients' enemies behind their backs? I don't think so.
You want corroboration? Ask Mariga.
I just did. And he answered me in open court. And I'm not putting an innocent woman away. I'm doing my job.
Cameron.
Lawyers? Killing people?
It's a hell of a firm you got your name on, Harvey.
Must be proud to have left the DA's office for that.
See you in racquetball, James. Again? Lewis, you're supposed to be waiting in the car.
I don't wait for anyone, and you don't sue me.
Yes, I do. Because I realize I now work at a huge firm, and I have the power to do this to you. Now, we can negotiate a settlement, unless, of course, you don't think you can handle me.
Do you really want to embarrass yourself with your mother watching?
It kills you that they don't ban us having pictures of our mothers like you did, doesn't it?
A man is judged by the photos he displays.
You have a photo of yourself.
Now you're making my point for me.
You don't intimidate me anymore, Lewis.
Really? I know you, Harold. I know that you gargle before meetings that make you nervous. And I smell mint. We don't agree to paragraph 3 or
well,
4,
I need
or
to
7 to... through 10.
My client won't stand for that.
Your client will stand for whatever the hell I give them.
Please, can I have 9?
You know what? I'll give you 9. Because it's meaningless, and I wanted to tell all the other paragraphs out there what happens when Harold Gunderson goes after Lewis Litt.
That doesn't make any sense.
Haven't you ever seen a mob movie? They always let one survive to tell the others.
Well, yeah, but paragraphs can't talk.
Okay, whatever. Fine. Just type this up as agreed. And don't you let me ever see your pasty Norwegian Carrot Top wannabe face again.
Carrot Top is a very underrated comedian who's never done anything to anyone.
Did you know that Harvey was going to ambush Stephen on the stand?
I wouldn't have stopped him if I did.
And to hell with the ramifications.
The ramifications for who, Edward?
I didn't come here to fight with you, Jessica. But Stephen didn't take the most direct hit. Ava did.
You keep talking about how much you care about Ava. But I've only just met her. And you're the one who did what you did. I treated you as if you were my own blood.
Ava.
Did you do this to me?
Of course I didn't.
Did you keep this from me? I want to hear you say it.
I didn't know until it was too late. I didn't want to burden you with what had been done to get your pipeline. And there was nothing I could do to undo it.
Burden me? What about protecting me?
Well, that's exactly what I was doing when I assigned Harvey to the case.
And after I was brought up on murder charges, rather than tell me, you sent the very man who committed the crime. Who were you trying not to burden then?
You once asked me if she knew about her father and I. In those days, to be a lawyer and to be out, not possible. Her father was in the oil business. He would have been finished.
What does that have to do?
We used to go away on occasion. In order to do that, Ava joined us and pretended to be my girlfriend. She did that for us. Ava is family to me. I sent Stephen out there to help her. I didn't know what he'd do. And I would give anything to undo it.
What do you want from me, Edward?
I want you to put aside your anger and figure out a way to help.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to put aside my anger.
We're in the middle of a murder trial.
We can spare 5 minutes for this.
Wait a second. I gave you that bottle when you took over from Daniel.
I know.
I told you to only open it in case of an emergency.
You think this isn't an emergency? We're about to lose a huge murder case. And it turns out the person behind it is one of our own lawyers. And we're in business with the man who helped cover it up. But the thing that's been most on my mind is that you goddamn betrayed me. Now, the truth is, you warned me about all of this. And I am tired of feeling betrayed by you. I'd rather forgive you.
Can you?
Why do you think I'm here?
I never should have come after you. I'm sorry.
You didn't kill anybody. And if I'm really going to forgive you, then I need to tell you I'm sorry that I made you want to do it in the first place.
What changed your mind?
Edward. He said Ava was family to him. You're family to me. And you did what he didn't. You came clean.
Is that all you came here to tell me?
Like you said, we're in the middle of a murder trial.
And you have an idea.
We're not the only people that are like family to each other. And sometimes you have to put your family in a position where they don't have a choice.
What do you need me to do? New plan. We're going to convince Cameron that Ava's innocent.
Have you been drinking?
Yeah? Why?
Because wasn't that the old plan?
That was the old goal. This time it's you who's going to Cameron.
If he won't hear the truth from you, how's he going to hear it from me?
Cameron can't see the truth because all he sees is that he has a winnable case.
And how does that affect what I just said?
Prosecutors are hammers and they see the accused as nails.
How am I going to change that?
You're going to remind him about the time you hit the wrong nail.
Can you tell me how the waffles are here?
Mike Ross, my man. Good to see you, man.
It's good to see you too, Clifford.
The hell are you doing out in the middle of the night?
Oh, you know, I told you. I got an urge for some waffles.
This isn't a coincidence, is it?
I need a favor.
No doubt. What you need?
I need you to talk to Cameron Dennis.
No. Hell no.
Clifford.
Look at me, man. Look where I am. Cleaning up people's shit.
I know.
You know this is all I can get because of him? My life passed me by because of that motherfucker. I get in a room with him, I'll kill him.
And I need you to tell him all of that so that he doesn't do the same thing to somebody else.
You need? I know who you is. And I don't know Harvey's shit. Now, he may have got me out, but he ain't came and put me there in the first place.
Yeah. You're right. You don't owe Harvey. But you do owe me. Because I didn't have anything to do with putting you in there, but I broke the law to get you out.
I am feeling generous. So, absolutely, 100%, without a doubt, go screw yourself.
Everything okay?
Yeah, of course. I was just using tactic number 36 in Louis Lutan's book, due to be published never, because I don't share my tactics. Tactic number 7, by the way.
Okay. Well, whatever tactic you used on Harold didn't work. He's not caving.
I don't know what you're talking about, because he gave me everything I wanted.
The client just called. The contract Harold sent over has a loophole in it. Leaves him open to punitive damages.
Paragraph 9. Get that contract back. We need to renegotiate.
Oh, my God. Harold pulled one over on you.
Don't you dare say that out loud. Call him up. Set up the appointment for me to go over there.
I tried. He insisted on coming here. He's on his way right now.
What the hell are you doing?
He's here to tell you who you are.
You know who I am. I don't need to hear it from him.
You think I'm giving you a choice?
Okay.
We were supposed to meet in the conference room.
I don't need to wait in the conference room to knock your dick in the dirt.
What'd you just say to me?
It's from the Breakfast Club, asshole. Not all of us only watch The Sound of Music.
You little bastard. You just crossed the line. Julie Andrews is a national treasure.
Maybe your client would be better off with her.
Maybe they would be. But she isn't here, and I am. And here are a few of my favorite things. Countersuit for slander. Motion to decertify class. Motion for summary judgment. Change of venue. Sanctions. Depositions. Discovery.
Great use of folders there, Lewis. Too bad none of them are going to work.
Well, they may not work on the case, but they're definitely going to work on you.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm talking about you may win in the end, but it won't justify you spending every waking minute of your life on this bullshit instead of doing everything else that you've been assigned to do.
You'd do that to me?
Oh, I won't be doing it to you. I'll be doing it for Bratton Gould. And you'll be laughed out of there the same way you're laughed out of here.
Lewis.
We got nothing left to say. Drop the suit by the end of the week. One of my associates will see you in court. Get out.
I don't want him here.
Ava, whatever he did, he's here to help. And he's an asset.
Then what does the mighty Edward Darby have to say?
You're innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Take the stand. Any juror that hears you will have that doubt.
She opens that door. The first question Cameron asks is, did she try and bribe those witnesses? The answer is yes. There goes reasonable doubt.
How much did you pay?
Cameron.
Pay who?
Don't play dumb. Clifford Danner.
Who the hell is Clifford Danner?
He was an innocent person that Cameron put behind bars.
And I thought he would make you see reason.
That has nothing to do with this. And I didn't put him behind bars. You did. Then I got him out.
Well, you're not getting her out because she did it. And yesterday, your own colleague said that she did it.
He did not say that, and you know it.
You willing to take that risk?
What are you suggesting?
I've worked with him long enough to know what he's suggesting. Cameron Dennis doesn't go to verdict. He cuts deals.
Then let me tell you about what's behind door number one. 8 years. 8 years instead of forever.
Leave us alone.
Court's in 10 minutes. You have until then.
Harvey, he's got us and you know it.
No, he doesn't. She's not going to prison for one day.
She's going for the rest of her life if we don't take this deal.
I am not losing to him.
You. Your blood feud or whatever it is you have with that man is what put the target on my back in the first place.
Ava, we need to face reality.
She is not taking that deal.
She better, because she can't buy her way out of it. And you can't cover up your way out of it.
I don't care.
Well, what's your idea? Because unless you're going to testify that Stephen did this without Ava's knowledge, you can't help. And as you said, you have no proof. So why don't you get out of the room and let the grown-ups talk?
What if I was to testify to that?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about putting words to a conversation that should have happened but didn't.
You'd say that you confronted Stephen and he admitted it?
I made this mess. It's up to me to clear it up.
This isn't going to help.
You're her old friend coming to her aid at the last second. It's a lie. The jury will see right through it.
Then we need to make Cameron believe it. Harvey, Cameron wants a win. You need to convince him this is a win.
Can you do that?
I guess it's the best shot we have.
I knew you'd give. With 5 minutes to spare.
We're not here to take your offer, Cameron. We want you to take ours.
No, I'm not negotiating. 8 years is final.
This isn't about making a deal for Ava.
It's about making a deal for me.
If he's got something to say about this, you should put him on the stand.
I already trusted you once. I need your word.
Go ahead, off the record.
I instructed Stephen Huntley to do whatever it took to get Ava her pipeline, and I told him to do it behind her back.
So you authorized these murders?
Absolutely not. When I heard people had been killed, I confronted him immediately.
And what did he say?
He didn't care that he'd resorted to murder. His job was to get things done.
You just admitted to being an accessory after the fact.
No, he didn't.
I get it. Off the record. What do you want?
Edward pleads to obstruction of justice, 5 years probation.
You drop the charges against Ava.
And he testifies at Stephen Huntley's murder trial.
And why would I swap out Ava for her minion?
Cameron, you gave us that offer for a reason. You're at the finish line. You can taste the win, but it's not 100%. And you know it, because you're still banking on an admitted murder with an incentive to lie. I'm giving you a respected lawyer with an incentive to keep his mouth shut. You know who has a better chance at getting you a win.
Draw up the paperwork.
See me again.
Thought about what you said.
What about the kind of business your firm does?
Yeah. And I realized that maybe you're not as bad as I said you were.
No.
No. You're much worse. Harvey and Cameron made a deal to take you down, and part of that deal was that I got to be the one to tell you about it.
I meant it when I said I never meant to hurt you.
And I meant it when I said that you make me sick.
So, there. You testify, you get 5 years probation.
And he pleads obstruction of justice.
What is this?
What is what?
This says that I forfeit my license to practice law in this country.
Oh, that's just something I added in.
This is unacceptable.
Wait a minute. How could you add that in if we did the paperwork?
And if he can't practice law in the country, he can't be a member of our firm.
We must have agreed to it in advance.
You set this whole thing up.
Jessica set this whole thing up. But what's it matter? You really going to put this on Ava when you can get off with a slap on the wrist?
I asked you to put aside your anger.
I did. You said Ava was family. The thing about family is they make it easy to put you in a position where you don't have a choice.
Now, are you going to sign the deal? Or do I just pick up the trial right where we left off?
You're doing the right thing, Edward. We'll worry about the terms of our dissolution tomorrow. And Edward, we may be getting a divorce, but I fully intend on keeping ownership of the house.
Who'd have thought we'd end up here?
I did.
No, you didn't. You took a chance with Clifford Danner. You know it.
It wasn't a chance. I played the man. And Cameron, you're not only about winning. You're about putting guilty people away.
Nice working with you.
One-time deal.
I guess this means you're not looking for another name partner.
Goodbye, Cameron.
Norma said you had something for me?
I do.
He dropped it. I win.
Do you?
What are you talking about?
Why do you hate Harold so much?
I don't hate him.
Yeah, you do. Because I've never seen you be as mean to anyone as you are to him.
Rachel,
don't... Rachel me. He's a human being. What's the matter with you?
When I was a kid in gym class, we had to climb the rope. Every day I tried. Really hard, and every day everyone would laugh at me. The one thing in my life that I've always been great at is training the associates. Except for Harold. He's my failure. And every time I look at him, Puts me right back in gym class.
Lewis, Harold's climbing that rope. He's succeeding. And the way you got this victory was by going after his career. And you're just yanking him right back down.
We never got this. Send back his original offer, marked accepted. I never want this spoken of again.
You never want what spoken of again?
Harvey, what did Ava have to say?
She'd already left for the airport.
If someone saves my life, I might stop to say thank you.
You really blame her after what this firm put her through?
When you put it that way.
It doesn't matter. It's a huge win. Go celebrate.
Oh, hey, don't you mean let's go celebrate?
Am I really the person you want to celebrate this big murder trial victory with?
I don't know. It depends. You put out.
Why don't you ask Rachel?
That's not funny.
Harvey?
Donna? How'd it go?
As well as it could. Harvey? Thank you.
Why don't you keep the car? I feel like walking tonight.
We're going to be taking their clients.
Oh my God, you and Harvey are letting me in on one of your missions? This is litastic.
You'll stop at nothing to beat me.
That's not personal. That's business.
Some might say that's negotiating in bad faith.
You're not going to stop me.
I'm afraid I already did. Hessington Oil just fired us.
You and I are going to war.
Darby thinks he can dictate terms after what he's done. We need to crush him.
Suits, an all-new episode next Tuesday at 10, only on USA.